although the psychic is part of it, you know, the mediumship is part of it, you know, the healing energy is all part of it. But it's just, you know, the labels that people put on it. But we're all innately intuitive, so we're all really, truly innately psychic.
So, Allie, when you say medium, are you talking about speaking with people on the other side, or how does that work?
Right. So mediumship, what that does is when we get into, as mediums, when we get into our spaces, as we say, we become the conduit of information or the conduit between the client, the sitter, and God and spiritual beings on the other side, including angels, guardian angels, your spirit guide, and of course your loved ones, and pets, and you know, folks that you've known at some point in your life or crossed paths with that have since transitioned and are what we consider on the other side. Some people say heaven. You know, we understand it to be another dimensional energy. You know, there's all kinds of different ways to allude to what, you know, I particularly just call heaven.
So, Allie, when we're talking, how long does it take you to tap in? I mean, tell us how, when someone says, okay, Allie, I'm booking a reading with you, do you start to do preparation in advance? Or, like, if I ask you to, does my mom have any messages for me? Like, how does that work? Are you just going to be able to jump right in there and get something, or do you need time to feel it out?
Okay, so there's sort of a misnomer that I'd like to maybe clear up a little bit is that we all have that divine ability to communicate with our loved ones on the other side. You don't necessarily need a medium to do that. Most people, however, don't trust that the information or that still small voice that you hear in your head is spirit's way of communicating back to you. Which is why we tell people to look for signs like music or literally a billboard sign or someone's license plate or a bumper sticker or pennies or coins, you know, or different smells, you know, different ways that you would know that a particular loved one is trying to communicate with you. And sometimes you hear their voice in your head. And so you think, oh, I'm just making that up. But in actuality, that is their spirit connecting to you and just acknowledging that they're with you always. They never leave our space. And for me to connect into, it takes me just a few minutes because I need to shift my energy. But I do want people to understand that everybody can do this. You know, not everybody is meant to do it out in a public forum, per se. But everybody has the ability to communicate with their loved ones, with the angels, with their spirit guides, and so forth. You know, what we say is when we pray, or it's our way of putting our information, our thoughts out to God, the universe, to, you know, loved ones, whoever. And when we sit in meditation, it's their way of communicating back to us so that we hear, you know, the information back. So it's really something that everybody can do. You know, I don't want people to think that psychics, intuitives, whatever the label, spiritual mediums, we're no special, no different than anybody else. We just have a different way of being able to access the information, and there's no fear with it. You know, Marie, most people fear that connection. I mean, like for me, I happen to see spirit. I've seen spirit since I'm a young child. So for me to see an apparition or for me to see, you know, I've done paranormal work. So for me to see a disembodied energy or just a head or just, you know, or the torso or the actual physical spirit themselves or again, accessing it like through my third eye, I'm not afraid of that because I know that, you know, I'm protected and I believe that, you know, it's just their way of coming through. Sometimes they come through and I'll be able to see, and sometimes they don't. It's the other reason that when a loved one does cross over, many times the initial connection that most of us have will be through the dream state. And why I say that is because most of us have a level of comfort and relaxation while we're in the dream state. There's usually no fear antiquated with falling asleep and dreaming. And so spirit is readily aware of that. And so when they do want to make some sort of communication with you, they will come and appear into you in a dream state or in a dream form. We call that a visit. Most people wake up and they're just like, oh, I just had a dream about, you know, my mom or my dad or my cousin or my brother. But in actuality, that's what we constitute as a visit. So you actually did have communication with them. And when people recognize that that's exactly what that is, it really brings another level of comfort and healing for them. Do you know what I mean?
So, Ali, thank you for explaining that. And then for me, my mom, like, I don't feel really ever that I've had any messages from my mom. In the 9 years since she passed, I've had only a handful of just weird random stress dreams and nothing. I really didn't get any kind of insight or love or any, like, I just feel like it was just a random dream. So, I mean, is it possible that some family members may be more communicative than others? Because I feel like my mom's just, like, not tried at all to get through to me.
Well, you know, and I would have to say, now, this is just based on my experience and, you know, and it's my opinion, but my dad passed away 3 years ago, March, and I have yet to have but one dream, one communication with my dad. You know, I don't access my dad like I can sometimes, and most of the time, access other people or other energies. It's, even for me, it's a little strange, but I do understand that, you know, not everybody is going to, quote, step forward to have that communication through a medium or even through your own dreams or your own visions or your own clairaudience, which is clear hearing. You know, people have to remember, if Uncle Jim was here in life and he was a very shy and quiet man, that sort of, that personality, that energy doesn't change when they transition back over to the other side. You know, everything is energy, including ourselves and our souls. And so they take that personality and a part of that energy with them. So there are people that, in your case, you know, maybe you want to communicate with your mom. Mom may not come through, but, you know, everybody else in the family may show up, or a friend may show up, or just the angels may show up, or a spirit guide may show up. And so a lot of people, and I understand the disappointment for some people when a particular loved one doesn't show up, but we don't have that kind of control. It's not like 1-800 dial the dead. You know, we open the door, we open the energy for anyone to come through. It's just a matter of who chooses to step through. Just as we have free will here in this life, so too does the spirit on the other side. Free will doesn't stop upon the physical death. So, you know, that will also be a reason that people may not have that communication, you know, after death. But it's something that all of us collectively in the community are trying to work to empower people to be able to have that communication so they don't feel like they haven't been able to connect to their loved ones. So we try to teach them different ways and different tools to use, and, you know, sometimes different thoughts or prayers or meditations or what have you, whatever works or feels comfortable for that person. But, you know, if your mom was a more of a, you know, shy or a private person in life, odds are, you know, that might be her energy and probably is her energy on the other side. Some people, you know, are more talkative, you know, and they come through really quickly. You know, and it happens quite frequently. And so I want people to understand that it's one of the things that we all say, you know, from myself, you know, straight up to, you know, John Edward or Lisa Williams, James Unfrag, any of the other, you know, mediums that work in this field, a lot of my colleagues, don't come with any particular expectation. Just come with an open mind and an open heart. And usually the flow, the synchronicity of the energy is really much more beautiful, much more easy to understand, and there's less disappointment when grandma or grandpa or mom or dad or someone doesn't come through. It doesn't mean that they don't love you. I mean, and that's the other thing, too, I just want to touch on for a minute, is a lot of people will see all the TV shows, will hear the radio shows, and where the media will always say, oh, and they love you. You know, love is never ending. And on the other side, even if someone did not particularly share a space of love for someone in this life, when they get to the other side, there's an innate understanding of what that energy is, and the energy is simply and purely love. And so they understand love from another perspective. They may not have understood it from a humanistic perspective, but from a very spiritual, energetic one, they do. And so when they do come through, they will say that they do love you, and that, you know, they're around you, because most people are not aware, or they don't believe or understand that they are unconditionally loved, even if they weren't here in this particular lifetime.
Thank you, Ali. Okay, well, it's time for a break already, and someone I love very much has called in and wants a reading from you.
Okay.
So, great. All right, so we're speaking with Ali Cheslik. She is a psychic medium. How would you describe yourself, psychic medium?
You know, I just call myself a spiritual medium because you know, we're all psychic, and it's just my own personal preference, but you just call me Allie.
Allie's Allie, and she's a spiritual medium, so if you want to get on the air and ask a question, 822-2487, this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we'll be back uno momento, por favor.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with radio-ness? I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on, what about
Jay,
Mark,
Jason,
the Bear, all those guys? Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette,
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to...
You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read, or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and that was the ad for Friday Sunrise, because this show used to be on Friday mornings, right after Friday Sunrise, and I miss those guys. So if you're ever around on Friday mornings, listen to them, because they are a riot and really, really sweet guys. So, okay, we are speaking with Ali Cheslik. She is a spiritual medium, and one of my girlfriends called in today. She's going to ask a question. So, hello. Hi, Ali and caller. Hello. Oh, did she? Hi, caller.
Hello, how you do?
Oh, I lost my girl. Ali, are you there?
Nope. Hi, I'm here.
Hi. Okay, well, are you calling for a reading?
No, I'm calling to ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay, about a month ago, after a long absence, I phoned up and was told that CITR on cable has now moved to 88.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't answer that question today. We're actually, do you have a question for our psychic medium?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay, sorry, have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Hi, Steffi?
Yes, hello.
Oh, I lost you. Sorry. Okay, no, Ali and Steph, you're on together, connected. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, hi. And when's your birthday?
November 8th.
Okay, so you are a Libra, right?
Oh, no, November. Scorpio.
Oh, November 8th. Okay, Scorpio. There you go. Okay, and what's your question?
Well, I am 27... weeks pregnant today, and I'm wondering.
Congratulations!
Oh, thank you. Baby number two, and I'm wondering if you can offer some insight as to whether we're having a boy or a girl.
27 weeks pregnant. So you're past the 3 month mark, right? Yeah. You're what, almost 6 months?
Yeah, I'm 6 months. Next week I'll be in my third trimester.
Okay. Okay, and this is your second child?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and is your first child a boy?
Yes, he is.
Okay. My feeling is you may have a second boy there.
All right, then. My son would disagree, but that is the opinion that we got from the ultrasound so far. So.
Yeah, I think you're having a boy, and I also think that your energy, for me, you're what I would call fertile myrtle, so...
I agree.
The possibility of a third child and fairly quickly. So I would just say if you don't want to get pregnant right away, just protect yourself.
Yes. Well, that's definitely been our experience. We kind of were like, well, let's start trying again. And then by the time we finished the sentence, we were pregnant.
So. Yeah, like I said, when I get it, like what my nanny used to say, fertile myrtle, yeah. You have that ability to get pregnant very quickly. But, I do see you with more than two children. I will tell you that.
No, thank you.
Walking the path. But it's enjoy,
Yeah,
kids are amazing.
Do. Yeah, they're so amazing. My son is the most amazing person I've ever met.
Oh, your son?
Yeah.
And how old is he?
He'll be 3 in May.
Beautiful. Is he a Taurus energy?
Yes. He's a Taurus born in the year of the ox, and
I don't know much about that. I really don't do the astrology and numerology. I just kind of asked for the sign just for my connection purposes, especially on radio.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this, that energetically, he's for me, I feel he's very bright, very inquisitive, as most children are. He's just a little bit more so. And I really feel like he resonates really well with music. Music, for me, makes... I feel like music is his inspiration. Do you understand what I mean?
Absolutely. Everything you said is absolutely on the nose.
And he's very bright. He's going to... I wouldn't call him my little... I might call him my bookworm when he gets a little bit older. He's really got adorable energy, and he's very loving. Like, he likes to really hug. Does that make sense?
Yeah, all true. Absolutely.
I would call him, like, if we were in the 60s, I'd say he was my tree-hugging hippie, too. Loves the outdoors.
That's funny.
Just really happy barefoot running around and then just hugging everybody. He's got a beautiful soul. God bless you.
Yes, thank you so much. He is absolutely all of those things. Very outgoing. Loves it outside, and intelligent, like, whew, nobody's business. He's just on the ball.
Yeah, just encourage him, too, because, the children these days are just so much more in tune with their energy and intuitive. We all are, like I said in the beginning of the show, it's just, the children don't have the blockages that we put upon ourselves, and so they're a little bit more open to that energy, so.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I'm doing my best to raise him as blockage-free as possible.
And let me just ask you a question, Stephanie. Do you do any kind of healing work?
I have dabbled in the healing arts, and it's something that I feel is in my future.
Yeah, it is, and I'm going to tell you, because I keep seeing Reiki symbols over your head.
That gave me goosebumps.
Which, for me, either Reiki or some sort of theta healing or therapeutic healing and touch healing. I mean, for me, the palms of your hands really get super warm whenever you're really into that space and energy. Can I also ask, were you raised Catholic?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, okay. So I just want to bring that energy in, too, because I also want to connect Mother Mary's energy to you. So I don't know if you're... a holy roller. However, I feel like in your family, and I feel like I go through mom's side that there's, a very religious connection. Does that make sense?
Yeah, both sides actually.
Okay. Because I got the rosary energy, but I also have a very strong connection to what feels like mom's mom with Mother Mary, and also connected in for you with
Noni.
Mother Mary. And also, I just want to give you one other thing too. Is I keep feeling that there's a namesake here. The way that they're giving it to me, so either yourself or a sibling or someone in your immediate family is named after someone that's also transitioned in spirit. Does that make sense?
Yes, Me, actually. I'm named after my mom's dad.
Okay.
And, yeah, we were thinking about for this little boy that is on the way, giving him my paternal grandfather's middle name for his middle name.
Okay, when you're ready to decide what name you would like to give your child, you kind of just allow yourself to sit in a very quiet sort of space, you and your husband kind of maybe hold some hands and just have that energy kind of going. And just listen for the names that you hear, you know, and it, because the baby's energy will really kind of resonate with the name. And you'll get maybe a kick as a little verification. But I think for me, I feel like there's two names. I don't know if you were going to name him like two first names, but I kind of feel like either a choice of two first names or like someone like, you know, like, I don't know, like John, or you know what I mean by two first names?
Yeah, no, it's not something we were necessarily leaning towards. We had the names that we've picked so far as Micah Patrick.
Okay.
First and middle name.
Okay, so what you can do too, just to, you know, see how it feels for you, just, you know, put your hands to, and this is what I did with my children, but I kind of, you know, towards like the eighth, ninth month, I just put my hands on their belly, on my belly, and I said, okay, so what do you think about this name for you? and I got a response. So, so you know, I wish you a lot of luck. The baby should be very healthy and very spry and, you know,
I'm really a shaker good, already.
I would like to see you work in the healing arts in the next year or so.
Fantastic. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yay. Thanks for calling in.
My pleasure. Have a great day, ladies.
Bye, honey. Love you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh, that was so fun and totally bang on about her little boy. Oh, my goodness. He is just, ugh. Every time I see him, I'm like, he makes me want babies. And I don't want babies.
Very,
so.
He's very cute. His energy is just so, I mean, so endearing.
Oh, he's amazing.
Which, let's face it, I love little kids anyway, but he really has some really beautiful energy and definitely, you know, very much the nature boy, the music energy. He's really, he's going to be a big help as he gets older for the baby coming. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm. But he's adamant he wants a sister. So...
Well, they'll have to try one more time, maybe.
Yeah.
We say trying is fun, right?
They actually, yeah. Well, I won't get into their personal business. I'll just leave it at that. But yeah, Fertile Myrtle, definitely true. Okay. So, well, it's time for another quick little break, and then we'll be back in just a moment. We are speaking with spiritual medium Ali Cheslick, and if you would like to get on the air and ask a question, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBCCITR. We'll be back in just a moment. How do you go from this
would not be felled apart
to this? Your parents' Shakespeare? This ain't. Welcome to The Bombity of Errors, an adaptation of MC Willie Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors. Elizabethan times get pumped up with a little hip-hop flavor as actors sing, rap, and rhyme with a live DJ on stage. Bombity of Errors runs from April 4th through the 22nd at Studio 16 in Vancouver. For tickets and more information, just go to brownpapertickets.com. Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and we are speaking with spiritual medium Ali Cheslick, and we already have another caller on the line. So, hi, Ali, and hello, caller. What's your name?
Tanya.
Tanya?
Yeah.
Hi.
And Angela.
Hi, Tanya and Angela. So, what's your question? And Ali, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Can you hear them?
Yeah, I can. I'll pull over. I'm driving.
Oh, yes. Please do.
1 second. Okay, so my question is, I guess, relationship. Can she see me entering into a relationship in the near future?
Is that Tanya?
Is that Tanya speaking?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Okay, can she hear me?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Okay. Just tell me when is your birth month and day?
August 19th.
Okay. So you're the Leo. Okay. All right, here's the thing for me with you. I kind of feel like you actually have another solid year before you really get into what I would consider either a semi-long to long-term relationship.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. For me, I kind of feel like you were sort of, I keep feeling like I'm in the old in and out of a relationship, meaning that you might have had a friend with benefits or just come out of a relationship that might have seemingly been long-term, but not so much. Like there was no real type of a commitment. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of think that this is more the downtime for yourself. For me, I really feel like seriously almost a year, so like next March or April for you.
Okay.
But I also do want to tell you that you need to step out of your routine. You fall into a routine. You know, you're not going to meet people going to the same places all the time. I'd like to see you kind of step out and explore a little bit, which is really in your nature, but you seem to play it safe. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So I'm going to tell you not to play so safe, especially more toward the summer. I do feel like you'll have dates maybe, you know, or companionships type of a thing. But the kind of relationship that you're looking for on that long term, I really feel like you need to give yourself some time to change a little bit, shift your energy, shift your thought process. You know, you're very meticulous about the kind of person you want in your life. You might need to just, you know, ease up a little bit on all the particulars. Mm-hmm. And then just allow yourself to really be who you are. I almost feel like you had to hide a part of who you were in the last relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You just want to be who you are. So for
exactly.
me, though, I feel like June, I don't know if you're going to take a trip in June, but I see suitcases, and I want to go around the last 2 weeks of June.
Uh-huh.
So whether it's a vacation or like a long three-day weekend. But I really feel like I'm in and around between the 26th, 29th of June. Like, I feel like you'll meet someone for maybe a friendship and who knows whatever happens from there. But
okay.
Because you're not with somebody currently right now, correct? Even in a non-committed relationship.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Very true. I have my daughter. So most of my time spent with her.
Okay. Well, but then don't forget, you need mommy time. You know, you need me time.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's the thing. When, if you can swing it and juggle it, and I, again, like I said, when it's time for you to be on your own, per se, you really want to kind of step out of the comfort zone a little bit, you know, and just kind of explore a little bit, because I think you've kind of put yourself into a box. And when you put yourself into a box, you know, what do you get? You know, four ugly corners that keep repeating themselves.
Right, so. Right. I see what you're saying. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
If you have a daughter, too, don't forget, you want somebody who, you know, resonates with the fact that you have, you know, a child. And, you know, and that's important, too. Always remember that.
Oh, I do. That's one of the reasons why I'm not in a relationship.
Yeah. I get you. I was a single mama. Been there, done that.
My sister would like to ask you a question. Is that okay? Do you have time?
Go for it.
Okay. Sure. When's her birthday?
September 7th.
Okay, so she's a Virgo. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, I have some plans in mind for my future career, and I was wondering if that was the way to go.
I'm going to say yes, but I'm also going to say you need to modify it. So what that means for me is, whatever the career is, I almost feel like you have to specialize. Are you going into medical or something?
Yeah, like counseling.
Okay. So what I'm going to say is, because I got the medical sign with it. So whatever type of, you're going into counseling, you said?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to tell you to do is, instead of just being a general therapist, go into something that you specialize.
Okay.
And that's what, okay. So let's just say you work with children primarily, because you're really good with the kids.
Yeah, I am very.
Yeah, you are very good with the kids. You're like mama to everybody, even some old people.
Oh, wow.
You know, you have that energy about you. So I would specialize, you know, if you want to work with children with pediatrics, I think you would be phenomenal.
Thank you very much. I will look into that.
And good luck with that.
Thank you so much. You guys have a good day.
Welcome. Thank you for calling in. Oh, that was so fun. Have a great day. So, Ali, that was a lot of fun. And, of course, well, you, Ali and I know each other from Facebook. That's how we connected. So, Ali, you've been following me on Facebook, and I don't know. I mean, I'm posting gazillions of times a day, so I don't know if you catch all this. But you're probably aware that I recently got dumped.
No, actually, I'm not.
Oh, really?
Okay, let me just clarify something. I have so many friends and fans and, I don't know, acquaintances, and I don't know. So apparently, I have a lover somewhere who keeps, you know, fantasizing. I'm married, but hey, whatever knocks your socks off. But I don't, like, necessarily follow everybody's pages all the time because I kind of feel like it's just weird, you know. But I do try to keep up with people and stuff. So, no, I wasn't aware you got dumped, you know. It's like when my clients find me through Facebook and they're like, oh, but did you see my picture? And I'm like, I haven't, you know, because it's almost weird for me. It's kind of like when I do get a client from Facebook, I don't want to feel like I'm cheating, like I know anything about them or I know what they look like or I don't know. I'm just a weirdo that way. But but yeah, and I know you've done the radio show for years because, you know, I think you started doing radio the year after me. So
cool.
So, well, yeah, I've been following your show for a little while.
So, well, I'm a Leo. And do you have anything
What's your month and day?
I really don't want to give it out on the air.
Oh, so okay. Just tell me, are you July or August?
July.
That's all I want.
July.
Yeah, July. Okay. I can figure out the date. Okay. So what do you want to know? When you're going to meet somebody who's actually going to treat you like a normal human being?
I don't know. I mean, I want to know everything. I want to know what happened in the relationship. I want to know, I guess, I want to know, first of all, when I'm going to be over the wanting it to be with him. Because if he doesn't want me, then obviously that energy is wasted. But I'm still, it's only been, you know, 2-3 weeks, really. So I'm still kind of in that, how can you love me but not be in love with me? How can you be in love with me one day and not the next? And I'm still kind of stuck in that cycle. But whatever insight
well,
you
see,
have.
But, okay, let me clear up that cycle. And this is for everybody. there is no such thing as I love you one day, I hate you the next.
Oh, he doesn't hate me.
You know, that's somebody who's obviously very indecisive, number one. Number two, the majority of time, and I'm just giving it as a general overall for people that experience that, usually, and this is from my experience, too, and believe me, I've been there, done that. You know, I have one dead ex-husband, and I have a fresh new husband. you know, a lot of the times it has to go back to their own disconnection issues, their own commitment issues, their own feelings about themselves, and their own worth. You know, it goes back to self-esteem. So you have to look at all those particulars in the relationship, and then you have to, you know, look at it from what really is, you know, this person saying to you. For me, I, again, you know, just energetically pull off that you can be very aggressive on some level, which is not always a bad thing. You know, and there's a fine line between being aggressive and sort of knowing what you really want. You know, I think that you have a combination of both. And so I think that on some level does scare some people. You know, and I understand that. I'm an Aries, so it's that fire energy that we have.
I think he's an Aries.
Huh?
I think he's an Aries.
Well, yeah, Aries men are tough. I'm married to a Leo husband, so, and my first husband was a Cancerian, and that really didn't work out too well. But, and I really don't know about matching up, you know, Aries and Aries, Leos and Aries. You know, I leave that for my astrology friends. For me, I just kind of go by, you know, if it works, great. Doesn't matter what the sign is. If they're more compatible signs, that's great too. You know, that's when I send everybody to the astrologers or the numerologists for that kind of stuff. But, for me, I actually think he did you a favor, to be honest. You know, on some level, there's a level of expectation that you have that I don't necessarily know he quite fit. But at the same time, you know, we're willing to overlook certain things to have the relationship. And for me, with your energy, always remember too, you know, when someone says they love you, you know, a lot of people throw the word love around like it's, you know, like it's a Tostito or something. You know, people have to understand that, you know, love is a very strong word. It's a very strong vibration. You know, you can love someone and not be in love with them. You love them because you've known them for so long, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're in love with that person. And so you have to look at that whole relationship and really step outside of the relationship and look at it for what it's really worth. I think on some level, you know, and almost like with Tanya, the last caller, you're kind of you're not giving yourself enough credit to one degree. I think you need to stop the blame game, because a lot of times the relationships, I think the word blame also gets tossed around. Everybody's accountable for their own actions and their own energy. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And there's really no blame in that. It's just not, you know, it just doesn't work out. But there's always a lesson. There's always something to learn from every relationship. I personally think that, you know, if you chose to move forward and let it go, I really do feel that you'll meet somebody more in alignment with yourself. I don't necessarily know that I feel that he's in complete or total alignment with your energy. And again, for me, I also feel like there's family issues connected to his energy, which precludes him from being committed.
Yeah, you're bang on with that. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, and it really has nothing, I'll be honest with you, it really, at the end of the day, doesn't have anything to do with you. This is about him.
Okay, but even if you, I mean, you know that in your logical mind, but especially, I think, as a woman, don't you just automatically, like, I can tell myself till the cows come home that this is about his issues and not mine. And there's
right.
still that little voice inside me, or that little hurt place where it's like, well, how can it not be about me? I'm being rejected, so it must be about me.
Okay, so then that's when you have to take a look at yourself from a different perspective. You see, there's a couple of rules of thought. One is, no one really can hurt you unless you actively choose to allow them to do so. I mean, I could call you every name under the book, and you can let it go and blow it off and not let it bother you, or you can let it bother you and then frustrate you and then anger you and then want to react back. So everything is a choice, including how you feel about someone, including how you react to a relationship. So if you're in that space where you really understand that this is really not about you, you just have to let that energy go. You cut that cord and you let that kind of go, and you have to know who you are. This is about empowering yourself. See, on some level, when you get angry or you start questioning yourself, or what did I do? Maybe I didn't do this right. You're now giving your power away. And the whole idea of a relationship is two people that give 100% each. So that, let's say you're a couple, and so together you have 200%, right? So now, let's just say you get sick and you can't work for a little while, and now your partner has to step up to the plate and give maybe 110%. They can do that because they're already giving 100% into the relationship. Now they just have to give a little bit more so that they can take care of you, the house, whatever the needs would be. Years ago, when I was growing up, our parents always said, oh, it's always 50-50. 50-50 doesn't really work, and especially nowadays with, you know, two families, you know, two incomes in a family, everybody working two jobs. Sometimes, you know, the one person in the relationship's working two jobs, the other one's not. So, you know, lifestyle changes, all those different things, but if you're going to just sit and wallow in the woulda, shoulda, coulda, why, how, what, the problem with that is if you allow yourself to keep doing that in this relationship, that's going to sort of exponentially permeate out from you into every other relationship. So even if you decide to let some friends go, you know, or they let you go and they decide to move on and you just kind of part ways, you're going to do the same thing with that. Oh, why doesn't she want to talk to me anymore? Why doesn't she want to be my friend anymore? You know, what did I do wrong? And you can't look at it as you did anything wrong. You just have to look at it as, okay, it's just time to let it go and it's time to move on. And not that you don't care and love, honor, and appreciate that person, but there's just no space for you to really be in that space of being hurt. And if somebody, you know, is in that space, then what I would say is really look at the relationship for what it's worth and is it worth really feeling that way? You know, why do you need someone else to justify who you are or how you love yourself?
No,
do you follow what I mean?
Oh, totally. And I don't. And I don't know. It's just, yeah.
In my opinion, I think you just need to keep moving forward. I think whatever you've got out of the relationship, was this a 2-year relationship, almost three?
No. It was like it was very short.
Okay, where was the 2 to 3 year relationship just before this one then? Because that one is coming up.
No, I had an on-again, off-again relationship with someone who I still love very much, but he's a student and just not at a place in his life. And that was about 8 months.
Okay.
And then before that was, there hasn't been a 2-year relationship for a long time.
For me, here's the thing then. When I see it that way, like 2 to 3 years of knowing someone, so there is someone that's in your life that you know between 2 to 3 years, whether it's, whether you're really friends or sort of acquaintances. But for me, that just tells me that there's a male energy in your presence, in your field, that you've known for that time, amount of time that's single, and there's a possibility for that energy. When it comes up that I feel like you're already connected, then that for me usually tells me, too, that there's someone that's already in your field, you know what I'm saying, in your space. You may not see them all the time, but there is someone else there that either you can reconnect with or look to possibly having another type of relationship. But I think this particular relationship, whatever lessons were gotten from both sides of the fence, from you to him and him to you, I just don't necessarily know that this is going to ever work out to the way that you need it to be for you to be comfortable. And there was a lot of things that went unsaid, too. I almost feel like there was some hidden, I want to say secrets or agendas, or there were things that went unspoken that should have been talked about or should have been said but weren't. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I think maybe just on his part that he was having doubts and then he didn't share that with me, and then it was just like, so it totally seemed like it came out of the blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. You know what you want, and you have to simply put it out there. If he chooses to come back, and he might, but I still feel there's someone else in your field, in your space, you have to be a little more adamant about what you expect. And, you know, it's expect and respect. And you want to have open conversation. There shouldn't be anything that you can't talk to your lover about at all.
And I didn't think that there was. I mean, when we got into our relationship, part of what we agreed on was that we were going to have open communication, and I was completely open, and I thought he was being, but it turned out that he wasn't, so.
What's his sign?
I think he's an Aries. He just had his birthday.
So if he just had a birthday, he's an Aries, and that's unusual. Usually, the Aries men that I know, they make no bones about stuff, kind of like the Aries women. But I've also heard Aries men can be a little difficult. And, of course, you know, Aries in general, we're all thick-headed. there's definitely a communication error. And so, again, I don't necessarily think that this is a long-term. If this is something that you want to re-engage in, you already know what you're up for. Because if it happened in this short of a period of time, odds are that, it will happen once again. So, it's your choice. You know what I'm saying? You have a choice. But I still keep my eye roving because I really feel like, again, that there's someone else that you already are aware of, whether you're friends with them and they just became single, or it's someone that you met as an acquaintance. But I feel like there's a 2 to 3 year connection, to that person that can step into your space.
Interesting. So. All right. Well, we'll see where it leads. We have another caller on the line, and it's time for a break. So we'll be back in just a moment. Sure. We are speaking with Ali Cheslik. She is a spiritual medium, and we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Do you want to make the right impression during your big interview? Arts Co-op would like to help. The ultimate package from the Arts Co-op Student Association includes a professional portfolio, business cards, and a USB pen. For more information, email acsapromo@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are speaking with Ali Cheslik. She is a spiritual medium, and I'm going to ask her her website in just a moment, but coming up in about 10 minutes is Parts Unknown. So stick around here on CITR 101.9 FM for that. Welcome back to the show, Ali.
Thank you.
What's your website?
My website is www.ali, and it's spelled A-L-L-I-E, Cheslik. CHESLICK.com. But they could Google my name, Ali Cheslik. I'm the only Ali Cheslik on the whole planet. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, were you going to say something?
I was going to say, it's not hard to find me.
Yay.
And, of course, on my show, too. I have my radio show.
And on Facebook.
Yes. Yep, and I'm on Facebook.
Okay, so we have Ginger on the line. Hi.
Hello.
What's your question for Ali?
My question is, why do I procrastinate with my book?
Ah.
What's your month and day, Ginger?
May 20.
Okay, so is that Taurus or Gemini?
It's like right on the cusp there.
Okay.
More Taurus, I believe.
More Taurus. Okay. So why are you procrastinating? Are you 49?
Am I?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. As soon as I started talking to you, I keep seeing the number 49 flash. So
really?
it's either you're 49 years old or the year 1949. I don't know if you want to divulge your age, but where is that 49 connected to you?
I don't know. I was born in 65, so that's not quite 49.
Okay, yeah, you're a year older than me, haha. Okay, and I just turned 46, so you're going to be 47. Okay, then what right. I'm going to say to you is 49. 49 flashed in front of me, so I'm going to say by the time you're 49, that's when you're going to get your book out.
I have to wait till then?
Well, so here's the thing, though. 49 for me, if you're not 49 yet... That tells me that, you know, 49 is a year of successes for you. I think by and part, part of the reason is, you know, with you, for me, there seems to be almost a fear of actually being successful on another level. I feel like you've had, you know, a bunch of little successes throughout your life. This is a story, this is a book about yourself?
No.
What is this book about?
It's a children's story.
Okay.
Sort of.
I'm also going to encourage you to write a story about yourself. Your life's actually very interesting.
Well, I'm kind of working on that along the way as well.
Okay. Well, there you go. So by the time you're 49, I think you're going to have another book out then. But this particular book, if you have it out now or you have it in the works.
It's in the works. And
then you just need to keep moving it along. But... for me, you should have had some level of success with writing probably in your, you know, early 30s. But for me, your life seemed a little bit chaotic between 30 and 33 primarily. Does that make sense?
Well, 30, 31,
32, and 33, those 4 years seemed to be years that, you know, things were sort of very up and down in your life.
Yeah, probably when I got inspired to start writing, but I never really picked the pen up till the last few years.
Okay. I'm going to predict by the time you're 49, your books will be out, and I think you'll do very well with them. You definitely need to write an autobiography or something along the lines of telling your story or sharing your story. For me, because you're an interesting character, which I like.
I think there's some people that would agree with that.
And the children's book, I actually feel like with the children's energy, you know, you're saying book, but I kind of feel like there's another secondary book or books that have kind of been set aside. Does that make sense?
Totally.
So you need to start putting them out. Do you know the author? I get what Spirit's showing me. So would it be fair to say that your books, even though they're for children, are somewhere along the line of even like a Judy Blume?
I don't know Judy Blume.
Okay, then I'm going to tell you to look up Judy Blume.
Judy Blume's awesome.
And I feel like if you really put your mind to it, you could write as effectively and as successfully as Judy Blume. Because Spirit just gave me, there's a book called The Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing. And that author is Judy Blume. And I kind of feel like you could really write in that space, in that realm that she writes.
Is it like a deeper story than just story kind of idea?
The what, love?
Is it more than just the story that there's so much more involved in it? Is that the idea of her?
She's got many different books out there. I would just tell you to Google her name, Judy Blume.
Okay.
One of her books is Tale of a Fourth Grade Nothing, another book. Which is one I read as a child, which is what they flashed in front of me when I asked Spirit about your connection to the children's books, was Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And then she also wrote another book, Fudge. I think Fudge was part of Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing. I can't remember. But definitely in the energy of Judy Blume is where you need to be writing.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you to do your homework, do some due diligence. I still maintain, and I'm going to stick to my kosher 2 cents here. By the time you're 49, you're going to have that level of success as a writer. But it's your procrastination, and I understand that. But let go of what people say and let go of what other people think, because this is about you and not about everybody else. And the last 10 years of your life, you've always made it about everybody else.
Okay. It's that nail on the head thing.
And this particular book that you've got in the works, you need to get the other two or three and dust them off, get them in the works, and don't forget you can self-publish too on Kindle, you can self-publish on Lulu, on Amazon. Any way that you can get your books out there, do that. But I really encourage you to look into the way Judy Blume writes and what she writes about, because I think that you have a great potential to write just like her.
Wow, thank you. That's nice to hear.
Well, that's the truth of the energy that Spirit gave, and that comes in from your grandmother, let me just tell you.
Oh, my.
For me, your grandmother on your father's side of the family is also helping you write.
Wow, I never got to meet the woman.
Well.
Wow.
And I would also venture to say that you look like her around the eyes as well, because she keeps focusing in on the eyes. Do you have a hazel green eye?
Well, it fluctuates. I go from blue to hazel to green.
Okay, depending on what you're wearing?
I don't know. I just get told this.
there's definitely that connection. Go find a picture of her. You have a lot of connected energy to her. And she is very much personality-wise like you, or vice versa.
Well, that'll be a little hard because I was adopted, so that part of it, you know, I don't know them.
I'm going to just tell you then, what I want you to do is sit in meditation and call upon your grandmother from dad's side, from your biological father's side, and ask her to come through. For you.
Okay.
Because there's definitely a very strong vibration, very strong connection, and you look energetically a lot like, I would have said you looked a lot like your father or your father's side of the family.
Oh, yeah. Fun.
And happy early birthday.
Oh, I thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. God bless.
All the best to you.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in. And so we had some people call in who wanted to get readings. Unfortunately, that's all the time that we have today. I want to thank Ali Cheslick so much for being on the show. And also the caller, Ali, oh my gosh, it's so funny. Someone called in, a listener who wanted to get on the air. And he said to me that last week, you said the spirits were telling you that douchebag wasn't worth your time, and I think you should stick with that.
Oh, my God.
So that's the advice from a listener. Thank you so much for that.
Woohoo!
Yay. So before Parts Unknown starts up, is there anything, Allie, that you would like to close the show with, or anything important that you want to relay to listeners today?
Yeah, just always remember to love, honor, and appreciate each other. You know, you don't have to like everybody, but really try to love everybody, because at the end of the day, you know, even though we all say we're all one, we're all infinitely connected, if you really think about it, we really truly are. I mean, regardless of age, sex, race, religion, creed, I mean, when you need blood and you go and you have to get a blood transfusion, there's no age, sex, race, creed, color, or religion connected to it. So, you know, just be good to each other, respect everybody, and you don't have to align yourself with people that, you know, you may not particularly care for their behavior, but, you know, love them anyway. And I thank you for having me on. I hope they visit my website. And again, it's alliechesnut.com, and they can come over and check out my radio show. It's called Wings of Love Radio, and I'm on Monday and Wednesday nights.
Wings of Love?
Wings of Love Radio.
Wing, mm-hmm. like flying?
Wings of Love, Angel
yes.
Wings.
Okay.
It was something that was divinely given to me in December of 2007.
And where's that on, like Blog Talk or what station?
It's on AchieveRadio.com. And I'm on Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern, and Wednesday nights, 10 to midnight Eastern.
Cool. So if people were listening today and missed the chance to get a reading, they can tune into your show.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wings of Love Radio.
That's correct.
Thank you so much, Allie, for being on the show. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you and so much fun.
Yeah, me too. Thanks so much, Marie. Have an amazing day.
Take care, sweetie. Bye-bye. So again, that was Allie Cheslick. You can find her online. You can Google her, alliecheslick.com, or Wings of Love Radio. Just Google her and you'll find her. So thank you so much, Allie, for being on the show. Thanks to everyone who called in, including the people who unfortunately weren't able to get on the air and ask their question. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for calling in and for listening and for sharing your energy with us today. Listen to Allie's show if you want to get a future reading. Up next is Parts Unknown with Chris Arific. And I am your host, Marie Bernard. This has been Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. And I just want to send my love out to you. I hope that you have a beautiful and amazing week. And be well. Take care. Namaste.
How do you go from this...
would not be felt apart.
...to this? Your parents' Shakespeare, this ain't. Welcome to The Bombity of Errors, an adaptation of MC Willie Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors. Elizabethan times get pumped up with a little hip-hop flavor as actors sing, rap, and rhyme with a live DJ on stage. Bombity of Errors runs from April 4th through the 22nd at Studio 16 in Vancouver. For tickets and more information, just go to brownpapertickets.com.
Ladies Rock Camp launches online registration for second camp.